From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. An Iranian domestic airliner has crashed into the country's Zagros Mountains, killing all 65 people on board. That report from Iran's official news agency, IRNA. Earlier reports said there were 66 people on board. IRNA said one passenger missed the flight. The flight left Tehran Sunday morning for the city of Yasuj in the Isfahan province, a flight of about 560 kilometers. The Iranian Red Crescent said it has deployed teams to the area, but dense fog, high winds, and heavy snow have made it impossible for helicopters to get close to the crash site. Latvia's prime minister assured the country and Europe, quote, that there is no sign of danger after anti-corruption police arrested the head of the Latvian Central Bank on Saturday. The police or the prime minister did not give any reason why the central bank governor was arrested, but a police spokeswoman said there will be an announcement, as soon as possible. The Latvian government plans an emergency meeting on Monday. Along with heading the Baltic nation's central bank, the governor is also one of 19 governors on the European Central Bank. The U.S. Treasury Department has proposed sanctions against a major Latvian bank for alleged money laundering linked to North Korea's weapons program. And Russian news reports say a gunman has opened fire on people leaving a church service in the northern Caucasus region of Dagestan, killing at least five people and wounding five others, including two police officers. This is VOA News. President